This is 5 Minute Friday! This is 5 Minute Friday with Humble the Poet. In this special 5 Minute Friday, I've got my friend Humble the Poet on to talk about the power of limiting your self-pity and the importance of becoming compassionate with yourself. He's also got a new book out, Things No One Else Can Teach Us. It's out right now.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
And let's dive into this 5 Minute Friday with Humble the Poet.
One of the reasons we connect with Lewis so well is because of his authenticity and the value he adds to our lives through his conversations with all these dope people, but as well as when he shares his own personal story. The more you get to know Lewis, is the more you realize is he's gone through some stuff. The thing is, going through stuff and challenges in life is the recipe for greatness. But the thing that holds us back from discovering that greatness through these challenges are plenty. And one of those things is self-pity. We can't learn from our challenges if we're too busy feeling sorry for ourselves, and I learned this firsthand. I once spent a week in bed drowning in self-pity. Sleep was my weapon of choice to deal with the pain, regret, stress, and anxiety, and the overall weight on my chest. I sometimes still use this as a coping mechanism, but only for an hour or two, when I'm stressed out and I know that anything else is just going to make things worse. I give myself permission to do this because I noticed a pattern. If I let some time pass, things become easier to deal with. I show myself compassion and I allow myself that time.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly.
quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I don't often tell anybody about my challenges because I feel like I'm going to fall into this trap of looking for pity and validation. I'm not sure whether it's right all the time to do this, but sometimes the difference between self-pity and self-compassion are way too subtle to notice. I'm not telling people that they should become these stone-cold stoics who feel nothing. I'm just saying we need to learn to limit our self-pity. The goal isn't to encourage you to fight your feelings. It's to help you determine whether your feelings are holding on to the steering wheel and are about to crash you into a park full of children. Too much? We're always facing an ongoing balancing act between giving ourselves a hug and a pat on the back and giving ourselves a kick in the butt. We can learn how to improve how we treat ourselves through our relationships with others. This took me a while to figure out, because the moment I vowed no more self-pity, I came out of the gate cold and apathetic towards others. Looking back, that was understandable, and I slowly warmed back up to people. I needed the time. We all need time. So let's give ourselves that time. So in addition to limiting our self-pity, let's work on feeding our self-compassion. That can mean anything from taking a me day off from work to eating 3 extra Ferrero Rochers, to saying no to the next 10 people who ask you for a favor, to walking away from an argument even if we know we're right because we can't afford to spend the energy. It can be hard to feel compassion towards adults. If someone is rude to us on the bus, we take it personally, rarely thinking about what got that person to their breaking point. So showing compassion for ourselves and compassion towards others goes hand in hand. Remember that inner child? The one that we all have? The one who knows the world only in reference to themselves and has to learn empathy? Even though they need discipline and teaching, they also need love. I try to see the inner child in everyone, including myself. And when I need to muster up compassion in a challenging time, even if it's a one-time occurrence, it's easier to let things slide off my back. If it becomes a pattern of behavior, then just like a child, the response has to be elevated so the behavior is not validated. That's the teacher in me talking. But it works. I'm showing myself compassion by not allowing myself to be in situations that drain me of my energy, or my attention, or my love, or my time. I recommend you do this too, while being cautious not to throw a mask on your pity. We aren't victims of life. We are life. We have power over our efforts, which gives us power to adjust our sails depending on which way things are blowing. Self-pity serves as a barrier to those sails and sets us on a one-way path downwards. Our problems may not be our fault, but they are definitely our responsibility. So ask yourself, how well does excessive self-pity and seeking pity from others help with that responsibility? The more we exercise our power to turn our days around, the more the tools to help us will find us. Champions have to feel like champions way before they ever raise their hand in that big victory. So remember that you're a champ and act like it.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.